And thanks to the help you get from ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, we'll keep it running for you. Good morning to you, Dan Burns.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things at Lloyd's this past week?
Well, it was a busy week. Things have not slowed down any. That's good news. And a good thing. With this warm weather coming up again, how about that?
Yeah, I was looking at the forecast. In fact, I was talking to my family yesterday. I thought, you know, maybe I might call Dan and see what he thinks. I've never, not for years, got snow tires. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just order those and get some new wheels and rims and send them to Lloyd's and have Dan put them on. And suddenly summer has returned. So maybe not right now. What do you suggest as far as snow tires?
Well, I do recommend snow tires, as you know, because they're incredible in the winter season. But what you don't want to do is especially drive brand new snow tires when the weather is this warm, because it's very hard on the tires. The hot roads and the hot weather will cause the tires to wear out prematurely. So I do not think that this week is a good week to plan on putting snow tires on. We should wait till the weather cools off, you know, probably into the 50s, steadily into the 50s, and then I think we're good to go.
Yeah, and that's going to be, well, certainly the rest of this coming week, we're going to be near 80, even by the end of the week, mid-70s. So, yeah, I'd hold off just a little bit. Dan, I was reading, by the way, if you have any kind of a car care question, here is the phone number. It's also the text numbers. Don't wait, because Dan takes his leave here at about 7:45. So if you have to bring in your vehicle for service to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, and you want to know what could be wrong with it or ailing, call in, chat with Dan, or you can send Dan a text. Either one, here is the number, 651-461-9226. You know, before we go any further, Dan, I think we have a call already from Don, who's calling in from St. Paul, I believe. Don, you are on with Dan Burns.
I am here, yes.
What's your question, Don?
Well, I'm having a overheating problem on a 2004 Trailblazer LS. It has the six-cylinder Vortex. It has about 240,000 miles on it. It has that, what I'm going to call an electronic clutch fan. The end of July, the heater control valve broke apart on it. I was out on the road. I just kind of connected the hoses the way I thought they should be to bypass that valve. And I was fine for about a month. But then it started to overheat. I replaced the valve on 8/19. I back flushed the radiator, the cooling fins, to try and clear that out. When I drive the car, I got about 2 miles of surface streets. In that time, it goes up to 210 miles an hour, which is normal. And then I'm on the freeway for about a total of 26 miles. That's when the temperature starts to decline and just goes like all the way to 260 and pegs. After I've gone and back flushed the radiator, I could get like 28 miles. And then when I turned back onto surface street, it climbed up to 235 and kind of held there for my next 2 miles. I'm not sure if everything is okay. It's just because I'm running straight water. And with that electronic clutch fan, I'm wondering, should that lock like when it's overheated or when the AC is on? Because I can stop the fins and hold it, and it doesn't seem like there's much of a driving force.
What do you think, Dan?
Well, it sounds like that's what you're describing, driving down the road, like it's not getting enough air coming through the radiator. It's okay if for a while. And there's two things that come to mind. One is that there's not enough air coming through the radiator, or the radiator's plugged itself. The radiator could be plugged internally. That there's not enough air coming through the radiator, or the radiator's plugged itself. The radiator could be plugged internally, and so it's just not capable of of cooling the vehicle off. One test that you could do yourself that doesn't cost anything is while at temperatures starting to climb up to the overheated range, turn on the heater in the vehicle, and that's the equivalent of adding more radiator. So if you're able to control it by adding more radiator, then obviously the problem is in the radiator. The other thing that concerns me and I would be worried about is that the head gasket is starting to allow some exhaust into the cooling system. And if that's the case, then you got a big problem on your hands. But I think that simple to, and number, the one thing that I should tell you, yes, you should have coolant in the radiator, because if you're running straight water, the coolant has a higher boiling point. So if it's actually boiling over, if it's getting low on coolant when it over or on water when it's overheating like that, that you should replace that with coolant, because like I say, it has a higher boiling point.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that, Don. Thanks for the call. If you want to call in your question for Dan, or again, send a text, same number, and we're going to take a break. And keep in mind, Dan will be with us only till 7:45, so don't wait if you have any kind of a car care question. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we're at 44 degrees. We're going to hit about 66 today. But then that warm-up begins tomorrow. We'll get up to near 78. It's going to be near 80 right through Wednesday. You stay with us here at News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here, along with Dan Burns, ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive, exactly located where on beautiful Grand Avenue, Dan?
Well, Denny, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316.
Excellent. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us today. If you have any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in. It's the same number. 651-461-9226. Tell you what, let's grab a phone call from Mike calling in, I think, from Roseville this morning. Mike, you are on with Dan Burns.
Hello, guys. See, I have a 2014 GMC Savannah van, and it happens for just about every time I start it up. It's 60 above or 20 below. Turn the key, it starts right up. But the RPMs are about 1,300. And it kind of reminds me like an old carburation system where you got to step down the choke there in order to get it to idle. But at any rate, starts out at about 1,300 RPMs, hangs up there for about a half a minute, jumps up to 1,500, and it slowly drops down, and I don't shift it until it gets down to about 800 RPMs. But it does this every time, unless the engine has been running. If I stop it, get out, go to the store, come back out, it works fine. But go in the garage in the morning or later on in the day if it's not been running, every time I start it, same thing, 1,300 to 1,500. And it hangs up there for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. I think I'm wasting gas. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure that that's not part of the normal strategy of the vehicle, just like a vehicle with a carburetor. The engine, until it warms up a little bit, needs that higher RPM to run smoothly. And I know you wish you could control the temperatures at which that happened, but I think that if it idles higher like that for about a minute, that's probably normal. And if it settles down to an RPM of about 800 when it warms up, then I think that's probably normal too. So you're probably right. It probably does use more gas under those circumstances. But I also think that in order for the engine to run smooth at that cooler temperature, it needs that higher RPM.
Dan, you and I have talked about extended warranties in the past. People say, is it good? Is it bad? What should I do? This issue, and I know you cannot give legal advice, But a texter sent quite a long text about having an issue with an auto warranty company dragging its feet on authorizing a new transmission. They keep submitting all these documents, but the company is dragging its feet, etc. In fact, the texter says Google reviews reveal several people resorting to contacting their state attorney's office over this particular company. Be more proactive. What do you suggest, right, you know, before you even get involved in this trouble? What do you suggest about extended warranties again?
Well, that's why you have to be very, very careful when you buy an extended warranty. And when you buy a car, the salespeople are very big on selling extended warranties because they make some additional money on that. And they're great. I mean, if you want an extended warranty, if that's your deal, that's great. You should buy an extended warranty, but you need to be very careful which extended warranty you buy, and because some of them are terrible. Some of them are just terrible about paying and dealing with, and they won't pay, you know, a fair rate to get your car fixed properly, so then none of the shops will even do business with them, and so you're left pretty much with a worthless warranty. And so I don't know what you should do now that you're already in that predicament. Maybe contacting the Attorney General is a good idea, so at least there's a record that this company is problematic. But I think the research should be done before you actually buy the extended warranty, not after you get into trouble with them. Yeah. So I would encourage you to persist and make them pay what you paid for. That's, you know, only fair. But it's going to be a hassle, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that's tough. We were talking about coolant antifreeze and water in the radiator in this cooling system. The texter says, does antifreeze have anti-corrosion benefits versus just water?
Yeah, all of that. But, you know, running just water in your cooling system, you know, short term, if you're stuck on the road, is fine. But long term, you should not do that. You need coolant antifreeze, coolant slash antifreeze in your system all the time.
If you have any kind of a car care question, you've got about 15 minutes to get it in here to Dan, either by text or by phone. 651-461-9226. Here's the 2017 Ford Escape, Dan. Last week, texter says, out shopping, started it, backup camera screen black, radio and whatever is tied to the screen wasn't working, drove about 2 miles, stopped, shut it off, the SUV, restarted it, and was all good. The 2021 SUVs, it says here, have a recall for this, but ours does not. Could this be a fluke or a potential problem? What do you think?
Well, I hope it's a fluke, but it could definitely be a potential problem. And I'm not sure what the recall is on the newer vehicles, if it's replacing that screen assembly or not, but it could very well be. That's what it takes, and that's probably rather expensive. So maybe you should do a little bit more research and see if there's a service bulletin about it, if the manufacturer has some ideas about what's going on with that, just from the history of other vehicles. But some research is a good idea. And I guess as long as it keeps working, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But maybe you want to have some information, you know, on hand for if it does act up again.
Mm-hmm. Maybe document things here and there. I was reading an article in one of my car magazines about, you know, how good, and you've addressed this before, how good cars are these days. People who, you know, we see car lights, the engine light, check engine, go on, that little Chevy block engine icon, and some don't do anything about it, but for the most part, people just get in their car, they hit that button and start the car. And I don't want to use the term bulletproof, but so many cars are so, maybe reliability is a better word, that things have really changed over the years, haven't they?
Well, they are very reliable, and we have talked about this. You know, on my own car, I certainly do all of the maintenance that the manufacturer recommends, and you know, for even as much as 60,000 miles, there's very little maintenance that it needs. You have to keep an eye on tires and brakes. or even as much as 60,000 miles, there's very little maintenance that it needs. You have to keep an eye on tires and brakes and things like that, you know, things that wear out. But as far as other maintenance, it's pretty much just change the oil and then just do a whole bunch of inspections. And you're right. You know, one of my vehicles will sit out in Colorado for a month at a time, and I get in it, and after a month, it starts right up. So I think that's pretty amazing. And then we also expect the cars to, you know, run it when it's 100 degrees out or when it's 20 below out. And they seem to figure that out and run just fine then, too. So they're amazing.
It really, it's absolutely true. All right, I tell you what, let's do the wheel. I want to take a look at that forecast. Let's see what's coming up this coming week, at least around CCO land here. So hang on. Dan will be with us for a few more minutes. 651-461-9226 for your car care questions here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of our car show here on CCO. Danny Long, along with Dan Burns, ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive, helping you out as usual this morning. Dan, Nancy is calling in from, I believe, Rochester, Minnesota this morning. Nancy, thanks for waiting. What is your question for Dan?
Hi. I've got a Honda 2007. It's an 07 Honda CRV, and the problem is the enter code shows up. Anyhow, I've had this in the past a couple of times, and I've taken it into the service department at Honda, and they just punch in the numbers. So I've done that a few times, but the other day I got in, yesterday I got in, and the key wouldn't work. So I used the key, and I got in, and it wouldn't start. It's completely blank. There's no lights come on, nothing. And so now I'm wondering, what is the deal on that?
Well, I don't know why. It sounds like the battery is dead, which if the battery goes dead, the radio and navigation system will require a code to reset it. And oftentimes you'll find that code in the owner's manual. If you page through carefully looking, you'll find where somebody has written the code in there for you so that you have that. And it is very simple to do. But we're going to have to start with finding out why perhaps the battery is dead or why the vehicle is dead in place there and not starting. So the first thing we should certainly try is to either jump the vehicle or charge the battery and see if that takes care of getting the vehicle started. And then you should find out why that happened. Did a light get left on? Did something happen that caused the battery to go dead? Or is the battery failing? But I think first thing we need to do is get it started. And then the second thing is to locate that code and punch that in the radio, and you'll be back in business.
Okay. Dan, I think we have time for another text here. Let's see. Good morning. It says, my daughter has a 2008 Caravan, and I have a 2008 Town & Country. Both of them have a message all about a loose gas cap. We replaced her gas cap with a new one. Nothing's changed. What is the most common thing that goes out on these Chrysler minivans to give you that message about a gas cap?
Well, I don't know what the most common thing is, but it's for sure something related to the emissions system. The vehicle, the fuel tank system is sealed, and the vehicle periodically does tests on that system to be sure that it stays sealed and that it's working properly. And there's a whole bunch of solenoids and valves and hoses and things that are part of that to make that work. And on both vehicles, when it does that test, it's failing the test. And a loose gas cap is one of the things that can cause it, but there's many, many other reasons for it. So if you've tried replacing the gas cap and that has not taken care of it, then the next thing is to bring it into a shop. And what we're going to do is, first of all, test all of the components that are part of that system, see if they're working. And then the other thing we're going to do is actually introduce a smoke system where we'll fill the gasoline tank system with smoke. and see if it leaks out anywhere to find a leak in any of the plastic lines. And Denny, we've talked about this where sometimes you'll find that rodents have gotten up and chewed on that plastic, and they like it for some reason. I don't know why that is, but they do. And then if that's the case, you know, that will need to be repaired. But you've probably done what you can. So I think the next step is you're going to have to bring it into the shop and get some help on it.
I know we have to run here, Dan, but here's not a question, but a comment in regard to the recent overheating question we had in the caller. This person has a 2010 Prius, almost 300,000 miles, mostly highway miles. The AC was not blowing cold at low speeds or when stopped. Turned out to be an almost totally clogged AC condenser. It was literally packed with leaves and sticks and other debris from all those miles. The dealer changed it. Now works perfectly. So have a great weekend, the texter says.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, is if there's not enough airflow.
Yeah.
Going through the radiator, then it's certainly going to cause an overheating situation. Yeah. And those are the things that need to be checked.
How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net. Or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
All right, Dan, have a great week, you guys at Lloyd's, and we'll talk to you 1 week from today.
Sounds good. Thanks, right. Danny.
Thank you very much. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead here on News Talk 830 W.